Morning. It's great to have you here. It's really lovely. And thank you to visitors who've come along to support Bell. That's absolutely fantastic. Lovely to see you. I was just wondering, how many people here are under 25? Have a good look around. Yeah, my next question was, how many of you feel like you're under 25? Right? Yeah. So, youngsters, look around and have a look. They do say it's not how old you are, it's how old you feel, isn't it? That's the crucial thing. So there's some variations on that. But I've started youth work when I was 18. I've been doing it for 38 years. I'll leave you to do the math. And I've never grown tired of working with young people, especially when I was young. I mean, I do get tired. I mean, I do get very tired at times, you know, like hoiking boxes upstairs and putting drapes up, and that's a tiring thing. But I've never lost the passion for working with young people. And why is that? Why is working with young people so precious? Why is their faith so precious? Why don't I want to lead a church full of adults, you know? Well, most churches full of adults are actually full of kids, aren't they, really? But because every life is precious, isn't it? Every life that's saved is a wonderful thing. I love that moment, being present with somebody when they step from life, from death into life. And I'd love to get a microscope out and try and, you know, analyze it or something. But it's just an amazing moment. But to see that in a young person is awesome for me. And I just... But why is it a young person is so, for me personally, is just so amazing? Well, I got three reasons. There are many more reasons, but I'm going to go three reasons quickly. First of all, the younger you are, the greater the opportunities that are laid out before you. You've got a longer span, God willing, to do more, be more, see more, and be more amazing. like Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, yeah, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And for those of us who kind of got saved a bit later in life, maybe there's not as many opportunities. But when you're a young person, you've got a life ahead of you, got a gazillion more, you know, to the power of 10, more opportunities to discover and find out those amazing things that God's got for you. You've got more opportunity to change the culture than because you're in the conversation, you're on social media, you're part of the influencing situation, aren't you? You are in that echo chamber, and you've got the opportunity to begin changing your culture. And it takes a long time to change culture. When I'm cooking, I just chuck everything in all at once. I've got ADHD, so I can't really kind of cope with doing things slowly. So I just... In it goes. And it doesn't taste as good as when my wife comes along and just puts in the flavour bit by bit and keeps tasting it as she goes along. So it takes time to change culture, to do it sensitively. And you have got the time to do that. You are the salt and light, you know, the city on the hill. The longer you're around, the greater your influence. And I know, as a parent myself... but having grown up with a family, my mum and dad were saved in their early 20s, very dramatically actually, but they didn't have the opportunity to grow up in a Christian home, and so they were learning as they went along. Whereas I've had that privilege of growing up with godly parents, and the exciting... my mum and dad are quite bonkers, and we did some pretty bonkers things all around the world. And that was such an amazing experience. But my kids have already got that. And I've got that to pass on because I've had godly parents. And so I've got more time to influence the coming generation. Another really amazing is that you can't help it, but you inspire others. Your life is an inspiration to others. A few weeks ago, we had... we had five baptisms, three of which were some of our young people. Evie, who's here this morning, Charlie, and Caleb, who's also here. And it was just really, really inspiring. There's that verse in 2 Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith and purity. And as you grow in faith and you establish your faith, as you work out your faith, as you do brave things for Jesus, then other people around you get really inspired. See, older folk have got a lot going on, all right? We have a lot of responsibilities and life gets complicated. There's that passage in Mark 4 from the sower where Jesus describes some seed that's thrown on the ground. He said, like seed among thorns, they hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. And for a lot of us adults, there's some truth in that. We get bound up with careers and money and protecting our children and all that sort of stuff, and even all sorts of things like wanting a nice car and stuff like that. And we begin to change our priorities. We begin to water down our hunt for the kingdom of God. But when we see young people doing amazing stuff and being brave and doing stuff, it reminds us, doesn't it, oldies? Does it remind us? It reminds us to seek first the kingdom of God. It reignites our faith as we watch you do amazing things. Revelation 2, Jesus is talking to a particular church. He says, you've forsaken your first love that you had at first. Consider how you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. When we see you stepping out and doing amazing things, we are called back into our first love. We're reminded of what it was, why we got saved, what excited us. You are so inspiring. Watching Ollie on the video then, wasn't that awesome? I mean, how many of us oldies thought, oh yeah, that's awesome. I wish I was doing that. Well, you still can. Just, you know, you're not at university, but you can still hear God. And also, we need you to help us rewire ourselves. Rewire our thinking, because we get, like I say, complicated. Life gets difficult, and our priorities get lost. So Ecclesiastes says, advancement is meaningless. Better to be poor but young than old and foolish king. Better to be young and poor but be a rich, wealthy king. And when we see young people achieving great things with hardly anything, I mean, when our youth church back in Western Supermare, Acts 2, we did crazy stuff. You know, we literally changed the community. And, you know, we go into parks, or we go into people's homes, we'd redecorate them. All the health and safety was terrible, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I can tell you things that make your hair stand on end, but that was a long time ago, and it's all legal now. But I follow safeguarding policies, don't worry. But our zeal, our youth, helped us to overcome barriers. I remember once, it was about 9 o'clock at night, and all our young people, we were from our youth church, we were all on this piece of grass, praying, worshipping, asking God to make a big difference. The problem was, we were actually on the school grounds, we climbed over the fences, and we were like, you know, fortunately the caretaker didn't see us. But, you know, it was our zeal wanted us to pray for that school. And we saw revival in that school. So we think about our priorities differently. We think, what's, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed. I've got standing in the community. Ah, oh, stuff it. Don't do that. Follow Jesus. Do what he's calling you to do. And young people help us to do that. And also there's that simple trust, that simple faith, that young people come. And when I say simple, I'm not meaning that in a way that makes it less. But actually, in the kingdom of God, simple faith is more. It has more value in the kingdom of God. Just a simple, yes, Jesus. Jesus saw young people being held, kept away from him because they weren't important enough. And he said to them, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And so, adults, as we look at young people, we realize what kind of faith we should be having. Not what we should be, but we could be. We see the potential and we are inspired. So thank you, young people, for inspiring us. But the third reason possibly the most important reason, I'm not sure, your lives are precious to God. You are precious. So, Mark 9, Jesus says, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. That's how precious you are to Jesus. That's how important your faith is to Jesus. He takes it really seriously, and he gets very grumpy with people who get in the way of you believing. And he also, and Peter writes, you know, Jesus, one of Jesus' best friends wrote this, but you're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Your life is so precious, don't mess it up. So start early and keep going. And you'll have a life that may not, I can't tell you what your life's going to be like. Who knows? Only God knows what your life's going to be like. But I can tell you, he's going to walk with you through it. And that's going to be the better for it. Because your life is precious. So don't mess it up. Don't miss your opportunities. Keep going. Keep your eyes open. Remember, you're here to save the world. And that's not a pressure. Okay, I know a lot of young people I've spoken to feel a pressure to be the environmental champions. They look at our generation and say, you've wrecked it, now it's down to us to fix it, but why should we have to do it? Yeah, and they got a good point. But when I say go and save the world, not in your strength, but with him, hand in hand with Jesus, as you follow him, as you journey with him, you will save the world. So that's why the faith of a young person is so precious. And Belle, we're amazed. Where are they? Belle, we're amazed. You've come this morning. And you're going to stand there and you're going to commit your life to the rest of your life to Jesus. And I know you take it really seriously. I took it really seriously when I was 16, just as you are. And I meant every word of it, and I know you mean every word of it. And as you get baptized this morning, we're going to be on your side all the way. But even better, the Lord is there with you, and he knows what he's got in store for you. So keep going, save the world.